Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Our friends from Oak Ridge Assisted Living are here, and we want to welcome Carolyn McBride Strife. She's the housing coordinator, and we also want to say hello to Tammy Mayer. She is the dietary manager at Oak Ridge. We're excited to hear what is new there. How have you both been?
Good. Very good. Busy.
Busy.
It's been a busy summer, so, which is good.
Well, it is good. What does that look like when you say busy? Is it more residents, more activities? What does that mean?
Activity-wise.
Okay.
So we've been using the trishaws every Tuesday, so that's almost the entire day. We're giving bike rides to the residents.
And people sign up for those ahead of time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I bet it's so popular.
It is. They love it. We go all over the town. I would say going down to the river is one of our favorite routes.
But then you have to go back up the hills. Ugh.
Yes. But you go the back ways, right?
So it's
not actually really even steep. To get to your facility, you have to go up some pretty big hills
as
well.
And there's bumps too that you have to navigate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that is so awesome. And again, a shout out to the Rotary.
Yes.
What a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they really do so many wonderful things around our community.
And then we did our National Night Out in August. It's a huge event, too.
That was a huge event.
We had talked about that last time we were here.
Well, let's talk about that. How did it go? And for a lot of your residents, I'm sure that was maybe the first time they've ever participated in a National Night Out.
Probably. So we had special treats for the residents.
Yeah, our administrator is part owner of Wonders Ice Cream, so he was there with his truck and he rolled ice cream for everybody. We served lemonade. We had a dunk tank, which was honestly the funnest thing ever. The residents were like lining up to dunk the staff members. Is Katie up there? I'm going for Katie. They loved it.
It's funny, we had one resident. He was a newer resident. He said, "Am I going to get in trouble for this?" No, this is just fun.
It was great, yeah. And we invited the neighborhood, so we had some new faces at
you
our facility
did.
As
okay.
well. So it was really fun to have the community at our facility,
you know,
too.
I bet it was. And how wonderful then that they could show off their homes to your neighbors. That is so awesome.
And the families. We like to provide activities that families can come and hang out with their loved ones and have fun.
Oh, I bet it was just a panic.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to do it again?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. We had live music, and shout out to Spiral Brewery. They came and did samplings with the residents. So, yeah, super fun.
What an awesome evening that must have been.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And the weather was perfect, too.
It was.
Well, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So I see why you've been so darn busy.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about some things that are coming up. Do you want to kick it off, Carolyn? And first of all, how are you fixed for openings?
So we do have some availability in our assisted living right now. Our memory care is full, and we do have a wait list for that. So I just encourage anyone who's even thinking about assisted living for the future, for their loved ones or themselves, you know, maybe just give us a call, arrange a tour. There's no commitment, but it's a good idea to get out there and kind of see what's available and what is a good fit for you.
When you talk about assisted living, what does that look like, please?
So basically, you would still have your own individual apartment, just like in an apartment building.
And what do the apartments look like?
So we have studios and we have one bedrooms. So you would still have a full kitchen, a private bathroom with a walk-in shower, and then, you know, just closet spaces, storage, things like that.
When you talk about assisted living, what are some of the things that you could assist us with?
So part of the basic packages, we provide 3 meals a day. We have weekly housekeeping. We do the linen changes. We'll do 3 loads of laundry a week. And then our residents also have the use of an emergency call pendant. So if they have a fall or if they need assistance, you know, throughout the day or the night, they just push that button and staff will answer that.
And so your staff live on site or they work 24 hours or something?
Yep, we have 24/7 staffing. And then our licensed nurses are there Monday through Friday. And then they're always on call after hours or on the weekends. So if something happens after hours, then the resident assistants can call them and they'll triage.
So can you also custom this a little bit more?
Absolutely, yeah. So When someone first comes to us, we'll do a nursing assessment, and that kind of determines what that resident will need as far as services. So then our director of nursing will create a service agreement. So that could include maybe transferring, it could include medication management, helping with grooming, dressing, things like that.
And that is something then it would be kind of an a la carte?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So those things are a la carte. So those services like the meals and the housekeeping, that's part of the base price. And then anything over that is a la carte.
And it's something that people, you would recommend they actually get on your waiting list, because when rooms open up, they open up for just a short period of time.
Sure. So then we would give them a call. And if they're not ready at that point, they can always turn it down. And then I just go to the next person on the list, and it just starts all over again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. So some of the things that I know you wanted to talk about is that you really have been entrenched in our community for a long time.
Yes. So we were originally owned by Common Bond. They built us in 2002. And about 13 years ago, we have a new ownership team. The company that manages us is Vision Quest Property Management, and they're actually a family-owned corporation, so they've been really good to work with.
And they are more local, is,
yes,
is what you're saying? Okay.
Yep, they're local. They have communities throughout the metro, so they manage some and then they own others.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is important because they are more entrenched in the community, you're saying?
I would say, and they're more hands-on.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you go over with people when they first come to you. And that first step could be what, a family member? Could it be actually a resident, a potential resident? How does it work, Carolyn?
Usually it's a family member that will give me a call or shoot out an email, chat a little bit on the phone or through the email about what's been going on with their loved one. And then I always invite them in for a tour. Sometimes I'll bring them in like over lunch and we'll give them a free meal so they can taste the food. And so then we sit down at that appointment and we just really talk about what's been going on, what the needs are, and how we can meet those needs. And then of course we go through pricing, and then we'll walk around the community. I'll show them apartments in the common areas, the outdoor areas, so they can see if it would be a good fit for them.
And so when I think of Oak Ridge, I think of two different parts. Is that correct?
So we have Oak Ridge Manor, which is owned by a separate company.
But you're connected.
Yep, the buildings are connected. Yep. So sometimes the manor residents will come over for like activities. So there's a little bit of a go-between between the buildings.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would assume a lot of those folks, if they love where they're living and they're finding they maybe need a little bit more care, they're able to transition over to your side.
Yes, we do get many manor residents that will come to us. And it's nice for them because things are still familiar and it's not quite a big transition.
So again, if people are interested in contacting you or learning more, how could they do that, Carolyn?
They can give me a call at 651-438-0418, or they can go to our website, which is oakridgeassistedliving.com.
And when you say that you are available to give people tours, what does that look like and how long does it take? And who would go on that tour? Would the potential resident?
It really depends on the family situation.
Okay.
So sometimes we'll have the children that will come in first, and they'll kind of narrow it down to what they think mom or dad is going to want. Sometimes they'll bring the resident in just because they're more involved in the situation. And also if someone is at a transitional care unit, it's not always easy for that person to come in and do a tour. So the kids will come in first.
And when you say you tour them, how long does that usually take?
It depends on how many questions they might have. Mm-hmm. Usually it's half an hour to an hour.
So the whole pricing situation, I think, is very daunting to a lot of people. Is that something that you could sit down with somebody and really help weed through a lot of that?
Yeah, so usually after we have our initial conversations, the families, you will usually know what the needs are for that person. And so I can go through the pricing and say, you know, this is something that from what you told me, I think your parent is going to need. And then we'll kind of list out everything. We also do accept waivered services through the county. So that's medical assistance and the waivered programs. So that's if someone doesn't have a lot of assets to help pay for their living situation, then they can always go through the county.
So would you explain what those are, please, in great detail? Because I'm not even sure what these waivers are, what that means.
So one program is called Elderly Waiver.
Okay.
And that's just a program.
Through a county.
Through the county.
Okay.
Yeah, so for us, it's through Dakota County. So that's a program that helps pay for services. So what usually happens is that the resident will pay a room and board rate that the county sets, and then the county will pick up the rest of it. And then there's also something called the CADDY waiver, which is a disability waiver. So elderly waiver starts at 62. You can be younger with CADDY, but we won't be able to accept you because the age that we start accepting residents is 62. But you can be over 62 and still have a CADDY waiver.
And what does CADDY mean?
I know it's for disabilities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that something that we would know we had a disability?
I don't know if it's through like an accident or a brain injury, things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you could help us weed through all of that.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. But also, your facility has a minimum age of 62.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Well, Tammy, what the heck? Once they come here, I bet they're really excited because you are going to give them some great food.
Absolutely.
That's the goal anyway, right?
That is the goal,
well,
yes.
Well, let's talk about what you do as the dietary manager. You have all kinds of people, and I'm sure they have all kinds of dietary needs, likes and dislikes. How do you manage all that?
With a smile, okay. For starters. Yeah, that makes it a lot easier. I mean, you get out there. You get to know them. You talk with them. You engage with them. Things they did at home, things their mom and dad might have made for them, recipes that they have. If something's not going over, then you swap it out with something that will go over.
And
so
that is always so fascinating to me because we all do have different things that we like. And I think that our taste buds shift perhaps as we age and we, you know, like different things maybe as we get older. Have you found that some of the things that you're cooking are maybe things that you didn't know people were going to like?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we try new things on a regular basis. We just rolled out our new fall winter menus on Monday, and we kicked it off with it's called an ooey gooey barbecue mac and cheese. And I was just like, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if they're going to like it.
Uh-oh.
And it went over. They loved it.
Oh, it sounds ooey and gooey. Tell me more. How do you make that?
So, yeah, obviously pasta, and then it's hamburger, bacon. You brown that off with some onion, and then you mix it in with the pasta, and then you make a cheese sauce. We make that from scratch as well with different cheese blends. And, you throw it all together in a pan, throw it in the oven, and then you drizzle barbecue sauce over the whole thing as you're serving it. So it was delicious.
Wow, and that really is kind of a nice fall cozy meal.
Right.
Love it. So that's a hit. What have been some things that you've been so excited to serve and they've been a big fat flop?
I would say for us personally, we just did a build your own burger bar.
That doesn't sound like a flop.
And had different toppings, and it was just like they ordered the same thing they always order. They didn't go to the extreme and have fun with it. They were just like, I'll just take a burger with cheese.
Well, there you go.
Skip all the toppings.
Live and learn.
Yeah.
All that prep work for nothing. Yeah. Darn it all. I'm sure you could use it for something else.
Right.
Well, that's fun. So your new menus are out. That's exciting.
Yes.
And then what other new recipes are you trying?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. We actually have Chef Jordan from Performance Food Groups joining us in October to do a fancy Oktoberfest meal.
Oh, fancy.
Yes, he hasn't released the menu to us yet, but he always blows us. Every time he comes, he just blows us out of the park. He's phenomenal. We are lucky to have our hands on him.
So that's going to be something. Is that something that families can participate in too?
Absolutely. If they want to stop on in, for sure. Yeah, we're doing a beer sampling this Friday. So whatever is their favorite Oktoberfest beer, we are going to showcase that the same day that Chef Jordan is there with the Oktoberfest meal.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
And then we are heading towards Halloween.
Absolutely.
So how do you celebrate at
every day,
Oak Ridge?
Starting in August, we love Halloween.
Oh,
just kidding. Not in August. At home, personally, in August. We just started decorating, and we are hosting our second trunk or treat at Oak Ridge.
And what does that look like? What does that even mean?
Oh, my gosh. So much fun. We do have it indoors. Last year, we moved indoors because of the weather, and we just decided that that was the way to go.
Okay.
That having it outside in the parking lot was just not going to work for us. And it gets our memory care engaged in the event as well.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it takes place on the first floor at our facility. And staff have committed to like tables or stations. And the guests can just walk around in our building. The residents will be handing out candy. Our administrator will come with his dog. He's got a Dalmatian. So Luna will be making an appearance again. It's just fun. We all get into it. It's huge.
And what day are you going to be doing that?
That is going to be the day before Halloween, so the 30th, from 4 to 6 p.m.
And do we need to sign up if we would like to come and...
I mean, you can definitely put that you're interested on our Facebook post so that we can kind of get an idea of what we're looking at. I know last year we had over 100 kids. It was
huge.
It was awesome.
Well, and it's so awesome for your residents.
They talked about it for weeks.
I bet. There is nothing like new costumes and seeing little cuties out. And this is great. You get to wear your costume more than once then.
And moms and dads don't have to worry about layers. You're inside.
You are inside.
So your princess can be an adorable princess. She doesn't have to have snow pants on and a hat on.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You have to put your winter coat over your outfit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm kind of losing the vibe here. But, oh, I love that. That's awesome.
It was. And so, we had babies, like baby babies.
So the 30th.
The residents were letting them hold.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
It was so fun. This is going to be on the 30th of October. Oh,
yes.
I love that. And then do you want to give a shout out also about your upcoming blood drive? I know that.
Absolutely.
That's coming up.
Yes. So we have been partnering with the Red Cross for 3 years now, hosting blood drives. It is near and dear to our heart. We love being able to open up our doors and get some fresh faces in our facility, and just for a good reason. I mean, it just helps so many people. So we are doing that November 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can just head on to the Red Cross app and book your appointment with us. We would love to see you guys there.
So much going on. I see why you're so busy, Carolyn. Wow.
Never a dull moment.
No kidding. And if people want to learn more about Oak Ridge Assisted Living, where could they go or who could they call?
They can just call me, Carolyn. I'm 651-438-0418.
So great to see both of you. And we want to thank Carolyn McBride Strife. She's the housing coordinator at Oak Ridge. And we also want to say thank you to Tammy Mayer. She's the dietary manager at Oak Ridge Assisted Living. We so appreciate their time. And do take part in some of these wonderful things that they've opened their doors up to the public. It sounds so fun. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.